We have one more item that I do want to get to today because it's an important expression of our work in the access technology field and in growing partnerships that we've had. This item is entitled Building Technology to Enhance Employment. We have with us today the president and CEO of Freedom Scientific. Now, we have a long, sordid history with Freedom Scientific. We have a love-hate relationship with some of their products. And over the last 2 years, since this gentleman's taken over the company, he's brought a different personality to the leadership of the company. He brings 20 years of career experience with Eastman Kodak. He has experience in consumer electronics, both hardware and software, and he brings his industry experience to the work that's happening at Freedom Scientific, and I think a new era of partnership with the organized blind movement. Here's John Blake.
Thank you. Thank you, and good afternoon, and thank you for that nice introduction, Mark. Given that we're starting a little late, and I stand between you and adjournment, I think I have a better chance of being invited back if I'm brief. So I will be brief. Trust me, I've done enough of these where it's better to be brief than too long. First of all, I'm John Blake, been CEO at Freedom Scientific for 2 years now. Excited to be in the industry, have an objective view that this industry is not taking full advantage of technology. And I believe that the technology can be used in a much more powerful way than it has been. So that's kind of the basis where Mark has centered my discussion with you today. We had the honor of hosting Mark Riccobono and Anil Lewis at our St. Petersburg headquarters a few months ago. And it was a great visit, not only for me to have Mark and Anil there, but for the team. And they toured the facility, and we actually got Mark to do FS Cast as well, so I encourage you all to listen to that. First thing I'm going to talk to you about is technology that I see as relevant. And so, as a technology company, it's important to always have sensors out to understand what's happening, which may be important for your industry and for your customers. And the big things that I see working are, of course, we're going to have lighter, cheaper, faster, smaller electronics. It's Moore's Law. It's continuing. It will continue. But we're going to have big themes going on around people will work remotely, much more so than they do today. People will collaborate on content for work. It will not just be consumption. It will be editing. It will be working collaboratively with somebody who's not near you. It will be doing things with spreadsheets and redline documents with people that are not sitting nearby. There's going to be this cloud-based apps, and so everybody talks about the cloud. It's basically where your data is residing. And we certainly are studying that and figuring out how it's going to be inserted into JAWS over time. There's the Internet of Things. So sensors, wearable technology, all of these things are getting major, major investment. And the cool thing about it for me is that it's no longer focused, if you think about some of the technology and sensors, it's no longer focused on reactive, like in an automobile, and once you're in an accident, that you are minimizing the damage from it. It's more on the anticipate and not let it happen. And so I think there's some pretty major investment there that has an opportunity to work its way into an assistive technology product or solution. One of the really cool things that I found out about Freedom Scientific is the touch, the loyalty, the understanding we have of our customers. And so, you know, I have always said you gotta believe what you do and you gotta do what you believe. We have nearly 20% of our workforce is blind or visually impaired. And I'm proud to say that they're in highly skilled positions. Mark got to see it. Our CTO, Glenn Gordon, who most of you probably know who he is, wrote most of the code for JAWS, is blind. We have our lead product manager for hardware, We have salespeople in our most important geographies in the state of Texas, key parts of international. We have people that do, obviously, marketing, testing, inside sales, and frankly, something we believe very strongly in is the strong technical support that you have when you pick up the phone, you call somebody who's also a user. And we will continue to do that because, frankly, it's smart for us to do that. It keeps us honest. It keeps us thinking about how we continue to evolve. So we have a nice, deep understanding of what you're going through as customers and are constantly motivated to make that better. One of the things that I'm excited to stand before you today and announce, which if you haven't already done it, you've got an exhibit that opens up at 7 o'clock, is the home use program that we offered for NFB. And so, as Mark said, I believe we have the beginnings of a great growing relationship. We've had a long-standing relationship with NFB, but we are both intent on making it even better. And so for the show, we put together a special for JAWS for a home use version for $75. And in my appetite for things like that is immense. I believe that it can coexist to have an enterprise software that you're all comfortable and you're using in places of employment or education, and that you get to use the exact same thing at home. And there's space for both of those, and we'll continue to find ways to bring solutions like that to you. What are the major issues that I see going forward? Obviously, I talked about collaboration. I talked about changes in technology. There will continue to be operating system changes. There's a big one that we're going through now. We have JAWS 16 that's ready to go with Windows 10. We have to continue to anticipate those rather than react to those. Educational testing. People mentioned this earlier today, so I'm not going to go through it. Our commitment to assistive technology. We have great features in JAWS, and you all know them, but things like convenient OCR, text analyzer, ability to work with Citrix, Tandem, the MathML, contracted Braille input, all of those things. Those are going to be continued. I have two things that I want to highlight for you, and then I'm going to close. One is, if you're not aware, unprecedented, for the first time, we put together a countrywide license in the country of Colombia for all the blind and visually impaired. And so this... There was over, and it's about a year into it now, but there's been over 25,000 activations on individuals' PCs and over 100,000 activations on public and private organization PCs. We are intent on helping those emerging markets become conversant, enabled, and frankly productive using the tools that technology should provide for them. The second one will be the first time you hear it because we've been, you know, told to keep it quiet until today. It's Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo approached us roughly 9 months ago and asked us if we could do something for them. And I'm proud to announce to you today that they will now have in 6,000 banking retail locations JAWS software on their walk-up workstations. You'll be able to walk into a Wells Fargo retail location. You'll be able to go to a terminal. You'll be able to plug in a headset. You'll be able to launch JAWS and the commands you know, Control-Alt-J, and you'll be able to access your account information with what you're used to and comfortable with. And so Wells Fargo has been fantastic. We've obviously been anxious to announce this and tell people. We've hinted at it, but we couldn't formally announce it until they gave us the okay. And we certainly look to duplicate it with banks, with hotels, with post offices. So I think there's immense opportunity for us to continue to put JAWS in many different places. I want to leave you with, you know, basically two things. One is that, and it was alluded to earlier today in Mark's comments, and I didn't take advantage of Mark when he was at our headquarters. I didn't realize he had the motivational speaking capability because I could have got him to speak with everybody and fire them up. But he said it in his remarks. Technology is good. Technology should allow you to do things better than previously done. Do not be satisfied with technology that merely duplicates what you did in a different manner beforehand. Frankly, that's immature technology, and that's so-so products. Good products, good technology, allow you to do something you were never able to do before. Demand that of people that are technology companies, and I can tell you, I demand that, we demand that of Freedom Scientific. And lastly, I want to congratulate NFB, Dr. Maurer, Mark Riccobono, on your 75th anniversary. Thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.